Blog Talk Radio.
Show, and you're listening to Ron Rad, and we'll be starting the show in a second. Let's kick the show off with our theme song. It's Sunday night, and it's time for the Rad Reality Show. And tonight we talk Amazing Race, and it's going to be awesome. And thank you for everyone in the chat room. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Welcome, 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 everyone. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'd like to thank you all for being here with us tonight on the Rad Reality Show as we bring back our Sunday nights with our one and only Mr. Louis Stravada, recapping our Amazing Race shows as only he can do. We have Mr. Paul from Minnesota up on the phone line with us. How are you doing tonight, Paul?
I'm doing well. You're sounding a little bit better tonight. I know you've been so sick, Jerry, but I must say you do sound better.
I'm trying so hard. As always, we don't do our Sunday night shows until we have the one and only, the fabulous, the amazing Louis Stravada to recap the Amazing Race. It is now the Amazing Race season, and we have Mr. Louis Stravada on the phone line with us. How are you, Louis?
Good, Sherry. Good. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Louis. Good to hear you again. It's so hard for me not to sing along when that song's playing.
Me too.
Louis, 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 Louis.
I'm when that song.
Louis, 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 Louis. Sorry.
Sherry, it's so nice to hear that you're sounding so much better. Yesterday, I'm like, oh, my God, how's she going to ever come on tonight? But you sound great, hon. I hope you're feeling better, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
You have the kindest words to say about me, and thank you. I love you for that.
Oh, you are so sweet.
Ah, stop it.
Well,
No, go ahead. No.
I love you guys, man. I miss you guys.
We missed you dearly.
A little bit about what's going on. those of you who follow me on Facebook, Twitter, know that my dad passed away on January 21st. He had COPD, congestive heart failure, and other complications. But on a positive note, he died peacefully, and he was celebrated. I'm not sure the exact word I'm looking for, but over 3,000 people came out to, pay tribute to my dad. That's
wow,
how many.
That's huge.
How many people dad have touched their hearts, and it was overwhelming for me.
Louis, how old? Yes. How old was he?
He was 81.
So yeah, a lot of years to get friends, but so often people move away and they're not in the same area. So people must have been even driving and flying in, huh?
Yeah, people can drive flying in, but I mean, if you went on the blogs of the journal and the funeral home, people were writing in from Florida, California. It was, you know, that knew my dad. It was incredible. It really was incredible. I mean, I've always known my dad was a very popular man, but it was incredible. And my police department came out in full force, and my friends to help pay tribute to my dad. I mean, they had the motorcycle cops that for the funeral with the mounted patrol. I mean, it was a great tribute to my dad. I miss him so much. And I hope he's proud of me, and I know he's proud of me. I've always done him right. I always made sure I was a good son. And, well, we went on, and I had to do the eulogy, and it was hard. I've never done that before for anything like that, you know. And writing it out, I was in tears. You know, getting up there, I thought I was going to break down, but I stood strong for my mom and my family and did a good job. So, thank God.
Yeah.
That was a sad note. My dad is in a better place now. He's not in pain anymore. He was in pain for years. He was sick for a while. And none of that. Now he's resting peacefully up in heaven. He's up there with Ron, partying now. Ron probably ran up to my dad and said, Mr. Spravato, your son is my best friend.
That's right. You know, we
you
did.
Know what?
You know, Ron isn't that shy when it comes to that kind of thing. So I'm sure he did introduce himself.
Absolutely. Do you know what I was thinking about was Ron loved beautiful women. Can you imagine him seeing Whitney Houston?
Though my dad was happily married for 50 years, he loved beautiful women. They're both probably Googling at Whitney right now. You know,
you know what? I want to mention this because I did get contacted by at least one person who said that they do want to come and listen to the show tonight, but they don't want the spoilers for The Amazing Race. So we might have some spoilers, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send out a tweet when we're done recapping it. How does that sound, Terry?
That's wonderful. But we're here to recap The Amazing Race, so that's what we do.
That's right.
So we're talk about The Amazing Race.
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is this is also – we haven't mentioned, and I probably am taking the words out of Cherry's mouth, but this is also Ron's birthday and the anniversary of his shows because he started doing his shows on his birthday. And so I have spent a lot of time grabbing some clips. And one thing I wanted to do in celebration of the anniversary show is I found a couple of clips of your appearance on his show, and I'm pretty sure this clip is the first show that you did, and I don't even know if he was calling you a host at that time, but you called in, and it's about 50 seconds long, so I just thought we would keep with the theme of the anniversary plus Amazing Race, and Louie with starting off with a clip from Ron.
All right, cool.
We did have a special guest, and now that the Amazing Race is over with, I do want to hear his opinion of the Amazing Race. And live from Rhode Island, where they only have bad people up there like Michelle Costa. I'm joking. Don't tell her I said
I
that.
Love Michelle.
Oh, I know you do. I do too. I do. That's why I said it as a joke. But anyways, it's Louie. Louie, you just got done watching The Amazing Race.
I did, with a lot of anxiety, Ron. I was like, I'm a mess, man. I was like, I lived it, and watching it right now, it's like I want to do it again, Ron. I want to be there, you know. I want to compete all over again.
So, Louie, is in your memory, was that the first show that you came on?
Yeah, yes, it is.
All right, and this next clip I want to just play, also relatively short. Ron was actually talking the night after you had the show with bringing in a couple of guests, and he was just commenting about what a great job you felt you were doing. So I want to play that one.
Listen to the Sunday show with the Amazing Race people. That was another show that we had a really good turnout. Louie, Rich, you met Louie at Vegas, didn't you?
Yep. Great guy.
Now,
I enjoyed my time.
Yeah, he's really been great on the show too since he started. I think this was his third show, or maybe the third show, or the second show, and he's really done a great job as a co-host. So
he's
I'm looking forward to that. And we had Brett, and we had who else was other person? We had Brett, who was Katie's partner, and then we had Allie, and then her dad came on, Steve Smith. So. Another show to check out.
There you go.
Wow. Well, I've been doing a lot of crying this past month, you know. I just still tears to my eyes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, when did the last season end? I forget.
Amazing Race.
Last season, when did it end? Was it after Christmas or before Christmas?
It was before Christmas.
All right then. How was everybody's holidays?
It was very good. How about yours, Louie?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I mean, we thought my dad was going to pass away before Christmas, and he didn't because he's a warrior. He was a warrior. And I was blessed to have him around during that time. So, you know, it's all good. But, you know, life goes on. And
I know
I'm at that age. I was talking to some friends of mine, and there's other police officers on my job. It's been incredible. Like this past month, five other officers' parent died, and of one cause of another, and we're at that age now. I'm going to be 50 this year, and it's just like those people you knew as kids that, you know, were 20 years older than you, you know, are 70, 80 years old now in that area, and, you know, they're going to die eventually, you know?
I tell you what, Louie, I'm 10 years older than you, or I'll turn 61 this year. Both my parents will turn 90 this year. I'm so blessed that they're still with me. But let me tell you, they are often talking about so many friends of theirs that have passed. And I keep telling them, I said, why don't keep talking about them? Doesn't that depress you? And they said, hey, that's what our life is nowadays. Our friends die. It doesn't affect us. It's just we're mentioning that they're gone, and it's just you get to the point where it's almost a given, you know, and I'm so blessed, like I've said many times, to still have them with me. So
I lost my father at a very young age of 20. I was 25 when my father passed, and thank the good Lord, my mom is still with me, but
that, even more difficult, Sherry.
Yeah, it was very hard.
At least I had a life, you know, like 50 years of my dad, you know, and you being that young, that's sad. I'm sorry.
It was hard. That was my first real experience with death, and it was really, really difficult. But, you know, I've had my mom. Thank good Lord, she's still with me. And I worry, you know, when I lose her, it's going to seem like I'm so alone because I don't have brothers or sisters.
Wow.
And when I lose her, it's that's my only direct next of kin. You know, I have my husband, which thank God I have him. But as far as next of kin and a bloodline, you know, that's it, you know. And it just seems so, you know, I talk to my mom every day, and it's one of those things that you just, I don't want to talk about this, so I know there's people in the chat room.
We do have Louie, you may or may not have also heard the news about Panther. So we've had some sadness in our family as far as parents passing, and she's in the room tonight. So, well, you are too, so you probably see her in there.
Yeah, I see her. Yep.
So anyway, let's move on to how did you like the beginning of The Amazing Race?
I loved it. I really loved it. I thought it was cool. It was cool, beautiful scenery. That's why, I mean, like, all right, they won the Emmy again this year, you know, for the best reality show. I mean, last year was the first one in a while where they didn't win, but they're right back on track again. I mean, what do they got, like 7 or 8 Emmys for best reality show? I mean, it's not going anywhere, this show. It's not going anywhere at all. I mean, it's people love it. People constantly ask me questions about it wherever I go, and I'm more than happy to answer their questions. And it's I was blessed to have that great experience, and I'm blessed to have you guys help me keep spreading that experience. And I know Sherry, I told you yesterday that I had a little surprise.
Yes, I can't wait to hear what this is.
Phil was on a local TV show here in Rhode Island called The Road Show. And he was via satellite type thing. And the host was asking him questions about The Amazing Race and this season. He finished it with, we had, Phil, as you know, we had two teams from Rhode Island on your show. The Barrington brothers, who won $1 million. And your favorites, the cops, Louie and Michael. And Phil started laughing. And the host went on to ask him, because they had shot me a tweet asking me, hey, what do you want us to ask him? I said, ask him if Louie and Michael be on the next All-Stars. So they asked him. Now, you know, he doesn't have the final say and stuff like that, but Phil, they asked Phil, they said, Phil, what do you think of, you know, what do you think, Louie and Mike being on the next All-Stars? What's their chances? He goes, their chances are very good. He said they're larger than life characters. He goes, they actually hit me up on email and on Facebook and stuff asking, when are we going to be on the next All-Stars? So, hey, you know what? We're a buzz in the air and know that we want to do it. You know, me and Mike want to do it. So, obviously, if I ever find out that I am on, I'm not going to be able to talk about it. And you guys are all going to probably be mad at me. And all of a sudden, you'll be like, well, where's Louie?
Well, no, so, when you get really quiet.
Yeah.
Well,
you're probably figuring it out.
Ron experienced that with a long-time host of one of his shows with Michael Ellis, Cowboy from Big Brother, and Cowboy was doing shows with him, and all of a sudden he went missing, and it turns out that he had a chance to go into Big Brother. So, hey, did he talk? Did Phil Kogan talk at all about his documentary? Did you get to watch that, everybody, the other night? It was on Showtime.
He did.
Yes, I did.
I went out and saw that documentary. I went to that.
Was that the one that you went to and Phil was in the audience or something? Or?
Yep, that's the one.
Wow. That was a long time ago, and it's just now airing on what a great, great.
Oh, my God.
Great,
it's fabulous. If anybody gets the chance, check out The Ride. Purchase it on iTunes or whatever. It's an incredible documentary. It's unbelievable. It's Phil riding.
Did you enjoy it too, Cherry?
Absolutely. What a great show. I mean, he's just an incredible guy.
Yeah. Phil rode.
I wish I could have been there, actually been there live, you know, like Louis was, with him in the theater to see it.
Phil rode across the United States raising money for the charity, the Multiple Sclerosis MS, which is one of my charities that I support as well, one of my bigger ones. All right. That being said, so keep your fingers crossed, say prayers for me, and, you know, we'll see what happens. That being said, you want to talk some Amazing Race?
Absolutely.
Boom, boom, because no one takes Louie anywhere unless he wants to go. That's right, boom, boom. under this hard shell, I'm a softie. So Amazing Race started tonight in Santa Barbara, 11 teams, Santa Barbara, California, the wine country. And the winner of this leg would get the express pass. So all of a sudden you see, you know, you got this, all the teams standing there, and all of a sudden, boom, there's these balloons behind them. Absolutely gorgeous, you know, all these balloons. They had to get to the balloons and pull the balloons down and look in the basket for the next clue. There was 100 balloons, and there was only 11 clues out there. Once they did that, the clue read that they had to fly to Santa Barbara. They just said Santa Barbara. It didn't say Argentina, I don't believe. They figured it out. They had to go to Santa Barbara, Argentina. And via Buenos Aires to the Salta Airport.
Oh,
and when they got there, the next clue was Aerodromo Gilberto Laves. You had to make your way there for the next clue. When they got there for the next clue, it was the roadblock. There, you had to find your partner who's going to jump 10,000 feet out of a plane. I was so jealous because I've done that before. And, oh, my God, I would love to jump out of a plane again, especially in Argentina. That's incredible. As you guys know, I'm not – there's nothing too much that scares me because I'm a little tapped in the head. But that's all right. so we find they had to find a partner. And when they found their partner – they had the next clue, and it said to drive to the Patios de Cafayet and search for the next clue. Once they found that place, they had to make 120 empanadas, and 60 of them meat, 60 of them cheese. When we went to Argentina, that was like one of the big staple things on the menu when we were out there. They were delicious, incredible. So once they did that, once they made all the empanadas, the meat and cheese ones, there was this woman there, and a couple of them were calling her the empanada Nazi. And, but, hey, it's a game. You gotta, you know, you can't just give it to you, you know. And the next clue read, find Phil on the grounds. Well, I noticed that the show was kind of like, it's the first show, so there's not like a lot of meat to it, you know. But so, found Phil on the grounds. The first team to find Phil were Rachel and Dave, and they got the express pass. Then our friends from Big Brother, Brendan and Rachel, came in second. Art and JJ came in third. Neri and Janie came in fourth. Vanessa and Ralph came in fifth. Elliot and Andrew came in sixth. Kerry and Stacy came in seventh. David and Sherry came in eighth. Bopper and Mock. We'll talk about them after. Then in 10th, Joey Fitness and Dave came in 10th. But just before Joey Fitness and Dave came in 10th, Misa and Maya went right out to the area where Phil was and didn't even see him. They're like, where is he? And Phil's standing there like,
there they are.
It looked like Phil wanted to go, I'm right here, where are you looking, you know? The expression on Phil's face was priceless. Well, they shoot back out to the parking lot. Joey Fitness and Dave finish up. They got lucky because Joey Fitness and Dave should be eliminated. They got lucky, and they came in 10th. Misa and Maya came in 11th and were eliminated. So, I mean, that was tonight's episode. And it was, you know, short and sweet, but it was a lot of stuff. It was fun. The plane jumping out and the finding your partner and, you know, making the empanadas. It was a cool first episode. I enjoyed it. What did you think?
That was one of the saddest endings, though.
Yeah, it was.
Those poor girls, I felt so bad for them.
Oh, they were beautiful, too.
How they didn't see him, I'll never know.
I'm friends with both of them on Facebook, but I mean, they seem like really nice people. Hey, Joe, you might remember this, right? But Misa and Maya's last name is Tanaka. So when you hear Tanaka, what comes to your head? Chevy, you might even come to your head. WWF, back in the day. Professor Taru Tanaka?
Yep.
You remember him? I'm just wondering if it's any relationship. Because it's not a normal name.
I wonder.
I'm just curious. But they're tremendous golf players. Did you see their intro? They looked like they were so into golf. So, I mean, it's sad. It would have been nice to see them.
But such a pretty swing.
What happened?
No, I'm saying that I said I wish I had such a pretty swing. Their golf swings were just...
Oh, it was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was tonight's episode, and it was a fun episode, and, you know, and I'm sure The Amazing Race won't disappoint us. I'm sure Bertram Van Munster will, you know, continue to make us proud with his show. So I'm sure we'll be here for many years.
Skydiving was quite a first challenge for them.
Oh, my God, yeah. And I thought that girl, I'm afraid of heights, and she did it. She's the only one that landed nicely, too. Did you notice that? Hey, what about I don't know if it was one of the federal agents. I think it might have been. There were some one-liners tonight. I meant to write them down, and I didn't. She goes, my uterus is in my mouth.
Yeah, I did notice that one. My uterus is in my throat. I was like, that's just gross.
Boom Boom's asking if I ever met Bertram or the Dognetis. I'm not sure who she means, but the second person is. But I have met Bertram. He's a sweetheart. He loved me and Mike. Bertram Van Munster is actually the creator of the show Cops. He doesn't have any part of it anymore, but he was the originator. He was such a cool guy, such a down to earth guy. There's times you're hearing him. And you're running up to the mat, or you're so tired you can't even run, right? And he's like, "Run, run, run from the cameras!" No, he didn't care, and I'm sure a lot of people could attest to what I'm saying. So,
in the interest of full disclosure, I could not get to watch it tonight. I was hoping to, but I was so behind on getting clips uploaded for tonight's anniversary show that I didn't. But one thing, I did see the finish, and then I went back and started playing it from the beginning and saw some quite some characters in there, and there was one best friends that were reminded me of I don't know where they were, from the mountains somewhere. Where were they from?
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Bopper and Mock. That's what you're talking about, I think.
Yeah, talk about them, because I so was disappointed. I couldn't finish watching. You know, I saw them in the beginning. I thought these guys are going to be characters. Did that prove to be true?
Oh my God! It, almost to the point where it was a little annoying. But I mean,
Bopper's going to throw up through the whole show. He just throws up through the whole show.
Yeah, Bob. How many times he threw up a couple? He came out of the. You looked on the mat and there was throw up and there's Mock stepping in it.
He throws up everywhere.
This is sounding like a Redneck Vacation again here, guys.
I'm telling you, he just throws up everywhere. He throws up out the car. He can't ride in the back seat because he throws up. He's a mess. He throws up at the pit stop. He's just something else. And they are characters. I'm sure they're going to provide some entertainment on the race.
I'm sure they are.
And it looks like the women are going to have a few kitty cat fights along the way.
You see that?
And Rachel's right in there in the midst of it.
Oh my God, Rachel!
Imagine that.
That was another great quote at the end of the show. Like, if you watch it for next week, Rachel's like, "The Amazing Race is supposed to be fun."
Right,
right.
Her
eyes out. I was laughing. I thought it was funny.
Hey, Louie, how much time did you get to know Brendan or Rachel in Vegas?
I hung out with them. I talked to them. I mean, I wrote them both on Facebook and said, "Welcome to the TAR family." You know, and they're both
cool.
Yeah, and they both put like and wrote back. You know, they're good people. You know, and yeah, Rachel is a drama queen, but it's just Rachel. She is. She's a character.
Exactly. It's just Rachel.
The people that are remembered, like myself and so forth, we're characters. That's why. I mean, we are. Like Phil said, we're larger than life, you know, in people's eyes. So, and it's all good. I don't care. I mean, I don't do anything to embarrass myself or my family. You know, I'm just me. People were watching the show when I was on it, and they were watching it with like family members or whatever. And then they'd be like, "Does he really act that way?" And people and my boys are like, "Yeah, that's Louie. That's who he is, you know." So.
Well, one thing, having watched Rachel for two Big Brother seasons, one thing we did learn last season, what a terrible driver she is. And I'm so waiting for the time when she has to get behind a wheel and drive.
That could never happen in reality, because unless it's demanded of her, because when me and Mike did it, Mike said, "I want to do the driving." I said, "All right, go ahead, man. I'm good with that, you know." And I just let him do all the driving. The only time he let me drive anything was when I had to drive the ox. but that was hey, that's all good. I didn't care. We both had our strengths and weaknesses, and Mike's strength was driving, and you know, and me reading the map and getting us to point A to point B. So she may never drive. You never know. So.
I don't understand why anybody goes on the Amazing Race and does not know how to drive a stick shift.
No. It,
why?
I
why
don't
do
get
people
it
do that?
Oh yeah, no. What do you call it? Danny and Jordan, the brothers. They didn't know. They didn't know how to drive it either. I mean, oh my God, you should have heard them. They were on a hill one time. Mike got out and helped them move their car. You know, we didn't have to do that, but we did. I don't get it either. I'd be out, like, if I didn't know how to drive a stick, I'd be out there. I mean, you do things when you get on that show. You're like, I went and did rock climbing. I did all kinds of stuff, you know, because you never know what element or what you're going to be hit with on the show.
I know.
I'm looking forward to, like, you know, I know you guys are good with Brendan and Rachel as well, so hopefully we can get them on the show. Jeff told me he will come on the show this year, so we're going to eventually have him on one night. I'd like to just say a quick, prayer for praying out to Allie Smith. She had melanoma on her leg, and she had a big piece removed.
Wow.
But it's all removed, and she's good.
That's
and
wonderful.
She's doing well, but she's so young and such a sweetheart. I prayed for her every night. So she's part of our TAR family, and we love her, and our prayers are out to her. So, but it's funny, Steve, the dad, Steve Smitty, he texted me, he goes, Louie, he goes, you're like the ambassador of our season. He says, you reach out to everybody and, you know, and let them know it'll be good for Allie, you know, and I did. And Allie was so excited. She's like, Louie, thank you so much. You know, it made things easier for her, which was nice. So, anyway. So, what have we got? Some clips?
We have tons of clips, and I did put up there in case you wanted to, because we played it before for you. How about replaying the clip? You know why I like this clip is because of Ron's laugh when you played Michelle.
That's a classic.
Okay, wait a minute. I want to tweet that we're done talking Amazing Race, so anybody that is, oops, hold on here. There we go. Okay, here it is. This was March 28th of 2011, so.
And we have the last person. It might not be the least. is this Michelle?
I'll give you. Yes, it's me. Hi, Ron. Hi, Ron, how are you? I'm a little hoarse tonight.
Yeah. Michelle, so how's your bra and panties?
Oh, my bra and panties. My bra and panties are fine. I got a little camel toe action going on right now.
did Louie, like, destroy them?
Oh, Louie loves wearing my underwear.
Guys, Michelle is unable to be here tonight.
What are you talking about? I'm right here. Stop it.
Shut up, Louie. They know.
What do you mean they know?
I'm sorry. This is
I
good.
Don't know what you guys are laughing about. Why are you laughing at me?
Because you don't sound like Michelle, first of all. You don't have that Rhode Island. You don't have that Rhode Island female. I'm sorry. This is going to be on. This is definitely going to be plugged.
I'm glad I'm making you laugh, brother. I'm glad I'm making you laugh, man.
Yeah. This is the most laughter.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. I laugh at myself. I mean, how can you not laugh at that? It's freaking hilarious. And to hear Ron's laugh is priceless.
It is.
Because I know he was really ill at that point, and because me and him used to talk a lot off air, and you know, and tell me about his illnesses and you know, and to make him laugh that night was awesome. It was a blessing.
He was so sick, and any time he laughed like that, it was just wonderful to hear him chuckle like that.
Yeah. We were blessed to have a great guy like that. I mean,
you were so blessed.
So many hots in such a short period of time. It was incredible.
Yep.
It really is. Just a testament to the man he was, that's for sure.
We've got somebody on the switchboard here I'd like to bring up.
All right.
Missy, thank you so much for calling into the Rad Reality Show. How are you, Dal?
I'm fantastic. Hi, Patty. Hi, Louie. How are everybody listening?
Hi, Missy.
I haven't watched Tar yet. Hey, Paul. I have not watched Tar yet. It will be coming on in 15 more minutes. So excuse me if I'm not in the chat room. I just did not want any spoilers.
Well, Missy, I actually talked to somebody on the West Coast who said, please let me know when you're done talking because they want to come on, but not... for the Amazing Race talk that we already had. But so we got delayed because of golf. Do you guys get delayed also? And everybody in
Heck
the chat
no.
room, by the way, everybody in the chat room is saying hi, Missy, and especially
hey, Missy.
somebody that's very excited to meet you in a little over a week. Who do you think that could be?
It has to be Michelle from the Bronx.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Has to be. Yes. I love Michelle. I can't wait to meet her. But you guys know the main reason that I'm calling in, obviously. Happy birthday, Ron, up in heaven. We all still love you, and you'll never be forgotten. I mean, it's that simple.
Man.
And I just love the fact that you guys are doing this. And, yes, you didn't have to remind me that today was Ron's birthday. I knew. That's the impact Ron had on me.
you guys... that still are following him on Facebook. I've had so much to do, I haven't gotten to it yet, but there are abundant happy birthday memories and messages on his Facebook. So those listening, you might want to go check that out.
Yeah, I wrote there this morning when I got up. It's one of the first things I did. I said, hey, Ron, and so you guys don't have to go because I know his wall is full with birthday wishes. I just came right out and said, hey, Ron, happy birthday. I know you're up in heaven, and I'll see you when I get there. That's where good people go.
Yeah.
Yep. That's exactly right.
I'm not rushing it.
All right.
I'll see him when I get there.
This doesn't include your name, but Ron talked about you all the time, so don't feel slighted because – but this is a clip that I put up there where – Ron gives some shout-outs to fans and reality people and also talks a little about who got him into...
Oh, God, guys.
Huh?
I said, oh, God, guys. Go ahead.
Okay. It's about 4 minutes.
Let's just give a shout-out to all the guests. Yo, thank you for the guests.
Let's give Ron a shout-out.
Who?
Ron?
Hey, Ron, you know, you're the greatest host there is. Well, thank you for being such a... No, okay, wait, you guys can do it, not me.
Here, sweetie, Ron. We love you. Thanks for
letting us. And I do want to get Ron's humorous side. He is funny.
Me too, but not in that way.
That's not what I heard.
Okay.
Thank
you know
for
what,
sharing
though?
That.
I do
want
to say thank you to some people that are not listening to the show, too, that or maybe they are listening, will listen to the podcast. Panther, Mandy, Christina. Oh, man. You know, these people that have, you know, helped me in the past. I know I want to forget some. You know, and that's something. We're doing these shout outs, and just to let you guys know, I'm sorry when I don't give a shout out to somebody. You know, I'm totally sometimes ADD but I thank you and respect everyone that has helped me, even if it's just a tweet, retweet, or if it's just saying, you know, kind words in the chat room. or bringing or telling somebody. You know, I look at it like these shows that we've been doing. If everyone could tell one person each day that we have a great show, you know, think about the numbers we can really bring in. So make sure you tell somebody about the show. And like tonight, we're just sitting back and having fun. I do say thank you. Yeah, thank you for everyone that helps me. Lisa, both of you guys, Lisa Cruz and Lisa, that's on the line with me. You guys are great people. Kathy, you've been here since the beginning, and I don't know where if you're listening or not, or if you've walked away and just not typing, or if you're typing and, okay, Kathy's in the chat room. So you've been a faithful listener to me. Panther, like I said. There's so many reality stars that I can say thank you to, too. Michelle, Cowboy, Ashley, even Lane these days, Annie, who was willing to do it, Rachel and Brendan, you know,
Kathy.
Everyone.
Louie.
Yeah, I was going to say Kathy.
I love
Louie.
Kathy. She is so sweet.
There's so many of you guys. So many of you guys that are
there's
really...
There's too many to name, but they're all very important to Ryan.
Erica, one of my favorites, or one of my closest friends now, Erica. Sheila, you know, and everything. So we definitely say thank you for being such a great person in the show. And wow.
Is that Kathy, N-A-R? Is that Kathy from Big Brother?
No, that's Kathy. That's the real Kathy from Texarkana. No, that's not the Kathy from the show. This is Kathy that actually brought Natasha to the show. So,
oh, cool.
She's a good friend of mine. She actually was... Kathy is the reason... This is Kathy in the chat room. Yeah, Kathy was here from the beginning, and she's the one reason I did the show, actually. So she got me. She pushed me over the edge.
Well, then we owe thanks to Kathy.
Yeah, you really do.
Thank you, Kathy.
Her and Shaw, Shannon and Panther, those three, and Sarah Miller, they were all in this chat room that I used to go to, and kind of pushed me to do it. And a couple other people, and Amanda Hansen, you know, helped me get the motivation to go. So, thank you, guys.
There you go.
Oh, he's so amazing. And I'm going to say a little joke now for everybody listening. And don't all of you run back and tell Keith from Big Brother. But it seems to me like Ron had more angels than Keith did.
Very nice. I like that. Hey, you're not in the chat, but I just want to mention somebody brought up, and I so forgot about this clip or it would have been up there, when Ron was doing his show and we called from the Rad Reality Show live to Superpass to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, my God, I'll never forget anything, but I'll never forget that. Very touching. You guys had your show while I was doing my show in studio, and you guys all called in. Oh, my God. Talk about a... Yeah, emotional moment.
Yep,
a
I did it
moment.
From my home phone and did a
an
three-way call.
An appreciative moment. Yeah, Ron, you know, like, none of us will ever forget Ron. Today is his birthday. I mean, the memories that he has given, I want to say that guy, like, that guy, the memories that he gave all of us and how he touched us all in all different ways, you know, let him rest in peace. And he's happy. He's not hurting. And we all miss him. And when it's our turn, those of us who are going to heaven, we'll see him. And those of us who are going to hell, he'll be laughing. So there you go.
He's with his mom and his kitty cat, Salem. And
Good day. Let's celebrate this day.
Yes.
Let's celebrate it. Absolutely. You guys are doing an amazing job with continuing on with his show and his legacy. Good luck to all of you who put in all that hard work, because it's not easy, and we all of us on the back end know that it's not easy work. So my appreciation to all of you, Patty, Paul, Louie, thanks for calling in, doing the amazing racing, just keeping it going, and Michelle, and just everybody, you know. That's what we are. If we didn't have one another, you know. But that's what keeps us all smiling.
Man,
and everybody in the chat room
sweet.
Listening on their night, you know, it's Sunday night. Hey, none of us forget. You know, we just don't forget.
Wow.
We might not get to see each other all the time, but here we go.
Missy,
you know?
Missy.
Yeah.
Bigwig in our chat room said that's how she learned about the Rad Reality Show. She was listening and watching you guys on Superpass.
Yeah, we love Rod. You know, I'm going to bring up one more thing in Superpass. You know, Ron, when the feeds were down and we had a blackout, Ron had Skyped in that one time for us. And he was like, do I cut my hair? What do you want me to, beforehand, all morning long call, Missy, what should I wear? Do I cut my hair? Am I going to be, I said, Ron, do I shave my beard? What do I do? I said, Ron, be you. And stop worrying about it. You know, sort of like me, every show I get. What shirt do I wear? Is my hair okay? Is my lipstick all right? How do I look? Nope, zoom out. No, you put 20 pounds on me. What are you doing? You know, hey. It's how it goes.
Thanks for sharing
the real
that.
People.
Thanks for sharing that phone call. I can, Ron. That's so Ron. Thank you so much.
Well, guys, I'm sure that you have plenty of other people. I love you all dearly. Really, I do. Sorry that my time is really focusing on Big Brother. We're gearing up again, so got to make you guys a good product. You know, got to keep the shows live and keep you guys entertained, and that's what I do. You know,
and
I appreciate all of you.
Well,
that's one more thing.
So much, Missy.
I don't forget where I came from, and I'm never going to change. I'm always going to be me. So,
there
you guys have
you
it.
Better, or we'll call you out on it.
Yeah, really. Louie, thank you so much. I didn't get to say too much to you, but keep watching The Amazing Race. I love you, and I'll see you the next time I see you. Patty, Paul, and everybody listening, God bless you all, really. Have a great evening, and I'm going to watch The Amazing Race because my girl, Rachel, hey, girl, hey, she told me I need to watch. So
thank you so much for calling, Missy. We love
you,
dearly girl.
Yes, you guys enjoy it. All right.
Take
care. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you.
Love you, hon.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Thank you, babe. God
Bye.
Bless you, babe.
Bye.
Bye.
She's awesome.
What
we have,
a sweetheart.
I'm so glad that she called. I love Missy to death too, Cherry.
She is one amazing woman. She works her butt off at Superpass, and she's one woman that I don't think gets enough credit for everything she does, but she works her butt off for all of us, and she never stops.
She is a super fan, and she represents that moniker perfectly.
Yes, and she works to make sure that we, you know, we get what we want, and that Superpass is, you know, doing what the fans are looking for, and she's just amazing at what she does. She is so good with the people, you know, with the fans, and they couldn't have picked a better person. They could have scoured the earth, and that they couldn't have picked a better person than Missy. I mean, she's just perfect for what she does. And
hey, I'm sorry.
I just love her dearly. She is wonderful.
Yes.
So, and Ron loved her so much. They were so close. They had such a special bond. And I kind of had a feeling she would be calling in because they loved each other so much. They were very, very
absolutely
close. So I wasn't surprised to see Missy on the switchboard.
Missy said, you know, a lot of nice things. And, you know, if it wasn't for you two, I'd be nothing. So the credit goes all to you and, you know, you and Paul over there. You guys are doing a fabulous job of keeping Ron's memory alive. And I deeply, deeply appreciate it.
Well,
and I that you have me as part of your family, because all I do is watch the show and make, you know, write stuff down, and then I call in. But you guys put stuff together, you know. You guys are the backbone of this whole operation, and thank you.
Well, Louie, I thank you for that.
Thank you, Louie. Hey, I'm.
It kind of goes both ways, Louie. We wouldn't have a show without you and Michelle and
absolutely
Cowboy and you know the reality people that we have, you know, being here for us. So that's a two-way street, and we thank you so much as well. So
thank you
for being here with us so much.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Okay.
go ahead.
No, I just have so many clips, and I was just looking to play some more and waiting for an opening. Or
go ahead. I got it, brother.
Oh, well, this is very short, but just in case he ends up leaving too soon, I found this clip of Ron talking about one of our chatters in the chat room right now. It was an intro to him calling in after a lot of begging. He actually did call in, but when I found this, I go, I got to save this one.
And now, live from Canada, the one and only Mr. No Pants.
Woohoo! another person that's in the chat room that I have a clip for. We did a remote on her birthday, and she got a surprise phone call. Oh, geez, where is it here? I'm sorry. Hold on. Go ahead, talk to her. I'm sorry to do that to you. There it is. I got it. And there's a little bit of background noise because they were partying and at the Boom Boom Room, if you will. And here we go.
Hey, listen, I have something to read to Panther, but I want them to be quiet and listen.
Okay, everybody.
Go ahead. Can I read? Panther.
Yeah.
Would you tell everyone to be quiet? Because I want them to hear this.
Okay, hold on. Reddy wants everybody to be quiet because she's reading something.
Okay, you ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. This is my gift to you. I wrote this to you, okay? For your birthday.
Go ahead.
Dear Panther.
Come here.
I want to wish you a very happy birthday. This is my gift to you. I have written a letter. I would like to read it now. Panther, I want to tell you how much I love you for you. Your kind and generous heart makes you special. I have met many people in my life. However, I would love to meet you in real life. This will happen. I want to meet you face to face to tell you how much love and happiness you have shown to me and the world, especially the children. I will call them your children. That's what I consider them. There isn't a price you can put on your generosity and spirit in which you give of yourself. Just to know you is a gift. Look at the people that are around you tonight. They all love you. They know what you mean to them. For me, life isn't about just, I mean it, about phony relationships anymore. Life is real, and I respect a friend who gives of their heart as you have done. The task of toys and tots that you have devoted so many hours to, without complaint, is devotion on its greatest level. You will always have a piece of my heart for this and your consideration shown to me at a time which was very difficult returning home from the Big Brother show. You were perhaps my first friend. On behalf of the entire world, which you have given by way of your love and selflessness, I applaud you, my friend. Enjoy life. Every moment is a miracle. I love you always. And I will send you this letter in the mail, Panther.
You will?
Yes, I'm gonna send this letter in the mail.
Thank you. I love you.
I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I really do.
Thank you very much.
You know what?
Y'all have a good time over there.
How do you not cry when you're reading that?
I really could have cried.
I am.
You made me cry.
You made me cry. Because I so agree with you, Rennie. Panther has done so much for me, and I so agree. Panther's been my friend ever since I met her a long time ago. It seems like a long time ago, and she's been a great friend to me, and I can't wait to go meet her face to face.
That was a wonderful clip.
That was.
I so remember that night, and it
I'm
was
not
very
seeing
moving.
When any of these end, Paul, so you're going to have to speak up when they end. Because
you're right.
I
forgot.
I don't see when they're ending, so we're going to have...
Yeah,
I think somebody air if you don't speak up when they end.
I got you. I'm sorry.
God for Sherry.
I'm looking for somebody mentioned her
just
singing.
Some people on the switchboard I can bring up right now.
Go ahead, you bet.
Vicki, thank you for calling in to the Rad Reality Show. How are you, girl?
I'm good, Patty. How are you?
I'm great.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Who was this other guy? I know Paul. Who else?
That's Louie,
yeah, that's what I thought. Hey, how are you guys doing? Well, I just want to call in and wish Ryan a happy birthday and say I hope he's getting all the cake and ice cream his tummy can hold while he's up in heaven, and it's not going to affect his health, just to eat as much as he wants.
Aw, that's so sweet of you. I'm sure now he can
have
everything he
desires. Yeah, I hope he can wash it down with the soda that's not diet.
That's so sweet of you. That is
Hello?
Really sweet of you.
Well, thanks. Yep. Ron was just he was such a good friend. A good friend to me as I tried to be a good friend to him as well. To everyone in the chat room, I see you saying hi to me, so I'll say hi back. For some reason, I can't get into the chat room. So let me sign in and use my password and everything and accepted it, but it's not letting me in the chat room, so I can't talk. But I do say hello to everyone, and welcome to Ron's birthday party. I hope you're all getting cake and ice cream as well. And tonight, there's no calories, so eat up.
Apparently, we have a few people that are having problems getting into the chat room, and I don't know why that's happening.
It's happened to me in the past, too.
I certainly appreciate you calling in, Vicki.
Well, thanks, Patty. I just wanted to call in and wish Ryan a happy birthday and hope everyone's having a good night and celebrate today. Don't be sad. It's a celebration.
Well, thank you, babe.
Thank you,
Vicki.
Thanks,
no. You guys have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Thank you
All
so
right.
much, Vicki.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Before I sign off, I just want to say that I see a lot of guests, you know, that just get on. They don't, you know, sign up. There was a lot of people on tonight, so I thank you very much. All thanks to Sherry again. She really, you know, posted and, you know, to get people to come out and listen to our show tonight. I wanted to say that I've been trying to actively go to the different brother and sister type Facebook pages that, like, you know, the you want a team number and different ones from Big Brother and Survivor, and I've been advertising on there as well to try to get more people over. I'd like to really make this a big year and get as many people as we can to listen and call in. I really love when people call in because it's kind of cool, you know, with questions and, you know, and whatever. I mean, I want to get it through. It's almost chaotic and crazy and, you know, with calls on the other end. Oh, we got this call. Oh, we got this call. It's like, you know.
Well, let me tell you, we are piling, excuse me, we are piling up with calls right now. And
we've got somebody on the switchboard that might want to say hi to you before you leave, too. Ms. Costa, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Hey,
how
everybody,
are you,
what's
baby?
What's going on?
Eesh.
Hey, what's up, Louie? What's up, Paul? What's up, Cherry? What's up, chatters out there? Happy birthday, Ron. I love you.
Thank you so much for calling in, Michelle. I wanted to get you on before Louie got away.
Well, I got in just a nick of time. You know how I am, just a couple, 2 minutes late, you know. I wanted to make sure Louie was on so I could say hi to my Louie. Hi, Louie.
Baby, my Portuguese princess, what are you doing?
Nothing, you know, Sunday, fun day,
funny,
I
bumped into Michelle last week in downtown Providence. I just happened to bump into her. It was like on a random side street. And
I told him that the other day. I was like, we were just in this random alley. And I was like, why is it that I either see you out of state or in a random alley of Providence? And then I was like, don't get any ideas, people. I wasn't walking the streets. but I just want to say that, you know, I've seen, like, on Facebook and all that stuff that, you know, people have been posting. And, like, I've, like, been, like, you know, like one of those weird people that go back and, like, and check it throughout the day. Just because, like, reading it has meant so much and has helped. I've had a really crazy week this week. My grandfather's birthday was this week. My grandparents' anniversary was this week. And it includes also Ron's birthday. So it was really a time for me to sit down and really realize, like, what important people in my life that I lost this year. And I had a mass yesterday for my grandparents. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things, like, you know, it just means so much to read what people write, you know, and that to see how many people are on this chat right now and listening to the callers and just how many people that Ron touched and just so many different aspects of, I guess, like the reality world, you could say, you know, different spectrums. And he was just loved by so many and, you know, it's just so fantastic to see, you know. I'm so blessed to have had him in my life, and I'm sure you guys all are in the same boat, so...
We've got somebody from the reality world on hold right now that just has
and,
a few minutes that doesn't have
somebody,
long to wait.
Somebody that was always willing to come on, and he came on many times, and Ron just loved talking to this guy. Go ahead and intro there, Jerry.
Ron really did appreciate him so much. Billy Garcia, thank you so very, very much for calling in tonight. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'd like to wish Ron a happy birthday up in heaven. And when I take my turn going up there, first beer is on me.
It is so sweet of you to call in tonight, Billy. I can't thank you enough.
Well, it's my pleasure. As you mentioned a moment ago, I was a regular with Ron, and I have a lot of fond memories, especially when he, I, and Eric Reisenbach would get together. It was always
those were great shows. Yes.
Yeah. So, in fact, Ron convinced Eric to get me with a super soaker, so I'm constantly ducking behind corners and stuff just in case Eric kills himself. So...
Those super soakers are pretty good.
Oh, yeah, and Eric is a great shot. So.
Oh, Ron could certainly, you know, be up to a good prank. He was always good for a prank or two, but he enjoyed his reality people to no end. That's what made his day, you know. If he could talk to, you know, people from the reality shows, he would call me and say, you're never going to believe. Guess what? You know? And you would sound like a kid out of a candy store. Just,
oh, yes.
Like, so excited.
His enthusiasm is what makes this a dream come true for us that have been on reality shows. So, yeah, absolutely. It's always a pleasure to come on and pal around and joke around with him.
Billy, not only his enthusiasm, but he amazed me at his memory and his knowledge of so many, many different shows and all their seasons. And it just boggles my mind so many times.
He was so good. He was able to recite trivia of stuff that, like, I was on and didn't even remember doing.
It's amazing, his memory.
He was an encyclopedia of reality TV, no question about that.
He was. That's exactly a great description of Ron. He knew his reality inside and out, and you didn't have to question him. He knew it and could recite it, and he just lived it. He lived, breathed, and just enjoyed reality every moment of the day, and that's what made him happy. And this show was his life. He did 4 shows a week and enjoyed every single moment of it. And
let me tell
even
you
from
too,
his hospital
he,
bed, he made the show continue. And that's why.
I remember being on the show with him while he was in a hospital bed, and despite his condition, he was just as enthusiastic and just as knowledgeable and just as charming.
Louie, hey, thank you so much, Louie.
Hey, Billy, I just wanted to say hi. It's Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
What's up, Rumi?
Hey, Michelle, hey, guys, I'm sorry to interrupt, but let's quickly give a proper goodbye and thank you to Louie. He has to get going. Louie, thank you so much for being part of the show, and look forward to next week.
No problem. I love you guys. And hey, what's up, Billy? I love you guys. Thank you. And can't wait for next week.
Louie, thank you again. You have a great weekend. Thank you so much. Or great week, and thank you so much. We look forward to next week with you for the Amazing Race Recap.
Absolutely. God bless.
Take
bye,
care.
Louie.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Hey, we do have...
I've got somebody else I need to bring up here on the switchboard.
Well, listen, I'll go. I'm going to let you guys go because I'm sure the switchboard is crazy.
Well, maybe somebody wants to say hi to you,
to me? Okay. Okay,
okay. Christina, you are live on the Rad Reality Show.
Hello. Happy birthday to Ron.
Hello,
and hi, Michelle. Hello.
Hi, Martina.
Hello, and I have to say that because of Ron, Michelle was my first reality friend. So that was a gift from Ron that I'll have forever. That and everybody else out there, you know. But you know, I wouldn't have known Michelle or Cowboy for that matter if, you know, I hadn't been friends with Ron. So, you know,
Ron is like the you know, he connects all people from all over. You know,
and
like, that was the thing about Ron, is it was all walks of life, and he just brought us all together. Yeah, I call myself a walk of life.
you know, it kind of makes me tear up because he would always say, okay, so I want you to talk to this person. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you don't understand. You're going to make me throw up. I'm, like, way too nervous. And he's like, no, I like you. They'll like you. You don't worry about it. I was just like, you know, and he just made me feel like it was okay to talk to everybody, you know, even though I was like, no, I can't talk to them. You know, what are you talking about? So he is missed, and I can't believe that he's having a birthday party in heaven this year.
I know.
So, but, you know, better a birthday party in heaven than a birthday party in pain. So that is a gift in of itself.
Amen to that.
Very well said.
So, and, you know, love you guys, and I'm sorry I'm not around so much, but, you know, I wanted to be here for his special birthday.
Thank you so much, Christina.
Christina, thank you for calling in. I actually was going to play a clip for you when Ron wished you a happy birthday. It's about 2 minutes long, but I if you can stay on a little bit, there's somebody that messaged me, and I'm telling you this, Cherry, says he needs to flirt with Michelle, so... I don't know which. We've got him on the switchboard twice, so good luck.
Flirt away.
And thank you so very much for calling into the Rad Reality Show. Dan?
Maybe try the other one.
Dan?
Yes?
There he is.
Thank you for calling the Rad Reality Show. How are you, dear?
Picked up the right one. I didn't call and talk to you. I called to flirt with Michelle. You know that.
Oh, my gosh, my Dan, how are you, honey?
I'm doing good.
I miss you. You know, if I seen you right now, I'd give you the biggest hug ever and the biggest smooch on the face.
You know, there could be a plane ticket sitting there waiting for you tomorrow morning.
Uh-oh. What are you talking about? I'm at the airport. I'm waiting for you to pick me up.
I'm only 20 blocks away. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll be waiting.
I can hold you to that.
You know, you guys know, like, let me tell you something. Dan is such an amazing person, and, you know, he actually got me to be able to meet Ron. He was a big part in it. I know there was a lot involved in Ron getting to Vegas, but Dan was the main guy. Dan got him the unitard that he wore with me.
Yeah, paid for his way to Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, he was the reason why I got to finally meet the man behind the phone that I had been talking to for probably at least a year and a half before I got to meet him. So, and like the unitard, it was just awesome to add that on top of everything. Ron in a unitard with me in my unitard. If you didn't have a camera, you lost out on that one.
The unitard was actually Cherry's idea.
Well,
I just went along with it. I wanted to put racing stripes on it, but nobody would let me.
Do you guys remember his underwear?
Oh my god.
He had like cartoons or something. Oh yeah, that's right. They were Vegas. I only remember that. They were very animated. And you could see through them. Like oh my gosh. That was honestly one of my favorite moments with Ron was the underwear. Yeah, I told him, now you totally understand my camel toe situation.
Wow.
Hey, Billy, you told me that you didn't have too long a time, and I didn't want to leave you hanging if you wanted to say a proper goodbye or just stay on the line. It's your choice.
I do have to get moseying along, unfortunately. Rock and roll calls me. My band can't hit the stage without me. So I'd like to once again wish Ron a happy birthday, and Michelle, we'll room together sometime soon. And thank you, everybody, for having me on.
Thank you so much, Billy.
Oh, my pleasure.
Take care, honey.
Michelle, what do you want for that long weekend?
What was that?
When do you want to come out for that long weekend? You know, I can surely clear up a couple of days for you.
Oh, I'll definitely have to take advantage of that soon. Sooner than later, please.
I also am going to interrupt you, Dan. We've got somebody that I want to play a clip for before she has to leave. So about 2 minutes. So we'll be right back.
Let me pick up with some music. And this is going to, I know she ain't listening tonight, but if she does listen to it, this is going to my buddy, Christina, happy birthday. You thought I forgot. probably.
Happy birthday, Freaky Mom.
Yes, Freaky Mom. Happy birthday. And, okay.
By the way, I just told Christina what you did, and she said, damn, we're cutting a birthday cake. Sorry I missed it. Please tell him thank you.
No problem.
Oh, she's going to call in. Hold on.
Okay, cool. Let me go ahead and pick up Christina real quick, because I know she's on a time schedule. I just saw her pop up, too. Let me wish her a happy birthday herself. Christina, happy birthday.
Thank you. I heard everybody. I got text messages and IMs, and we were blowing out candles, and I'm like, okay, hold on. Let me call in.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad you were able to break away and call in, Christina. Happy birthday,
you too.
By the way.
Thank you. I'm sharing my bite of cake with you all on Twitter. It's very delicious.
It sounds yummy.
I've had a great day. Went to Knott's Berry Farm and all that. So, but thank you for my birthday song that I didn't hear. And
it's this typical one.
Yeah,
so.
And I thank you for that. All right, we'll talk to you guys later. I don't want to chew on the phone. I'll hear your update a little later.
Yeah.
And I'll say bye.
Paul,
bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Christina.
Sweetie, I hope you're not too choked up, Christina. I also remember that he always remembered your kids' birthdays, too.
Thanks, Paul. Sorry.
That's okay, hon.
It's just kind of cool because I didn't get to hear that this year because he's gone, but at least I could call in for his, even though he's not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but honey, he hears us, babe. He hears us, you know? He does. All the time. Whether we want
to
or not, he's there.
Yeah, no.
Playing a song in the background. Wait, I have a song for that.
Yeah, he always had a song for something.
Always had a song, and it was always on standby. It's like he had an epiphany every day. Okay, let me get this song, let me get that song. I have a feeling I'm going to use the fart. A fart noise. Let me get the fart noise.
Yeah, it was funny. I always had and it's funny because I had that same Knott's Berry Farm cake this year. So.
Oh, really?
I get it every year because it's my favorite. It's a white cake with whipped cream frosting with strawberries. So, and that's funny enough, that was my wedding cake, too, because that is my all-time favorite cake.
Hey,
I'm making everybody else cry. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, choking up over here.
I just, I miss that guy. So,
I know, babe.
But
well,
thank you, Paul. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Let's switch gears real quick and play
I'm going to say bye now.
Leave.
No.
can you still hear this? Because I want it to be a happy.
Okay, I'll listen. Yeah, I'll listen.
I believe we got Beth on. Beth, is that you? Beth?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, 815. Wait.
Hello. Hi. Hey, Red Ryan.
Yeah.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Benny Crocker.
Okay.
I was supposed to call in for John Crocker. He asked me.
Yeah. I don't think it was Benny Crocker.
No, he was calling in for
sorry.
John Crocker.
Oh.
Christina, you know. How much he loved that moment after he got over it. That was one of his proudest moments that he actually hung up on Chicken George.
Well, you know, and ironically enough, that was, you know, all know that I'm a Twilight fan. Ironically enough, I think that was the night, it was either the night before or that night where I was sitting on hold, standing out in line for the movie. And,
oh, yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, he just hung up on Chicken George. And I'm just standing there in line going, oh, crap. I'm all whoopsie.
That was so funny because he seriously had no idea who it was. I was cracking up. I was just like, oh my God. It was,
you know,
hilarious.
Michelle, after we learned what he did and who it was, and after Ron learned who it was, it's so clear to us Big Brother fans who that was. I mean, there's no other voice like that, Chicken George, and he
yeah.
knew who it was.
I know.
Well,
it was
Christina, I know you have your kids to attend to. I'm so glad you had time to call in tonight and share with us.
Yeah, and I'll be back on with for Michelle tomorrow too. So I just, but I wanted to make sure I called in on his birthday night. So
thank you so much, Christina.
All right, yeah, love you all. You all have a
love
good
you,
night.
Love you, Martina.
Yeah,
love
I'll
you
talk
to you, Christina.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
Okay. Bye.
Night night.
Bye.
Yeah, so
and
we've tomorrow
got
I'm excited. I'm excited that I hope all you guys out there listening will come on Manic Mondays and will join me, Paul, and Cherry in, you know, just living Ron's life and all the funny things that he did and said once again. So I really hope you guys all are able to join us tomorrow. Call in, let us know what your greatest, happiest moments or clip was. So I'm excited, you know. I love just listening to Ron. I love the clips that we play every day. I'm going to just play even more. So I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Well,
Manic Monday with Michelle Costa, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Manic Monday. Or,
Manic
as Ron
Monday.
Sometimes said, and he said it more than once, Maniac Monday.
Yeah. I wonder where he got that from.
I don't know, but hey, there is a clip that has never been played before that a few of the people here in the chat room were part of, and I just don't want to run out of time before I play this, and I am talking slowly as I'm scrolling through all this. Here's Rennie singing Happy Birthday to Ron. I'll play that real quick while I'm looking for the other one.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Ron. Happy birthday.
And I'm shaking my tits, too.
To you.
Yeah!
I love
Wait
it.
Minute, did I say
I
shaking
it.
My tits? Oh, well.
That's what I thought you said.
Well,
oh,
shaking
Rennie.
My boobs, whatever. But listen, enjoy your birthday. It was really wonderful to call in. You have a lot of friends, Ron.
I've loved you ever since Big Brother 10. In Big Brother 10, you made me laugh, and some of the stuff you did in the house, and Rennie, you made season 10, actually.
Okay, that was a couple years back for Ron's birthday, but here's the one I was referring to, and it was funny. And listen up, I hope Bronxy is there, and I know Jess is listening on the phone. She's part of this.
But Samuel, I see that you're on the phone line. Go ahead, Samuel. You're on the show.
Hello, Ron. How are you? Hello.
I'm tired. I'm ready to go to sleep. I'm hungry. You gonna come and cook dinner for me?
So if you ever think of buying airplane ticket for me, I definitely go to cook dinner for you.
Oh, cool. You guys remember that? Okay. You guys wanted Samuel. You guys may talk to Samuel.
Hi, Samuel. Michelle from the Bronx.
Hello.
Liz, what about you over there? Are you, hey, Liz.
What?
What?
Sleep over there. What's up, man? Are you like
back
in the corner?
I'm out of the corner. You guys were just talking, and I was just enjoying your words.
Oh, cool, man. Like, you know, I wanted to do Lane all night. I just could never get it. I just could never do it. I kept on wanting to do it.
What is that?
I kept on trying to find a place to start
oh
doing Lane.
Oh, my God,
Michelle,
you just scared the shit out of
I know,
me.
I know, me too. I'm like, what the?
Ron!
I heard. No,
Ron,
I don't really want to.
Ron wants to do Lane all night. Please tweet that to Lane.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I said
the title after.
I believe I said Lane's voice, Samuel Wade. Please.
Holy shit.
I said, didn't I say voice? I said voice.
Apparently, I scanned the whole chat room.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I did, right, Liz?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, thank God. You guys, she's hearing. Michelle.
All I heard was I wanted to do Wayne all night.
I said.
And then Michelle's laughter is all I heard after that. Like,
I said voice.
Okay,
sorry.
I believe you.
Stop doing this. It's really scared the hell out of me. I never so loud, super loud like this. You know, my ear had problems.
I'm sorry, Samuel.
Not on purpose. It's funny. It
Send
was
me the bill.
Can I just have that clip of her laughing, please? I wish I could mimic it. It was great.
Oh, shit.
Your laughter is infectious, girl.
You guys are nuts.
Apparently, it's also dangerous to Samuel's ear, so I don't know.
You so lucky I'm a nice guy that I didn't boot you yet. I'm just joking.
It was Samuel telling me to don't laugh anymore.
I know.
You should stop laughing. It's really annoying, I think. I'm sorry, but it's real.
Just to let you guys know, I've lost control of these people up here, and the only way I can get rid of them is if I hang up on them.
Don't hang up on me.
And Michelle's laugh is funny, just to let you guys know.
Oh.
You breathe over there, Michelle.
Got it.
Okay, this is definitely going to be played. We're going to get some highlights from this show.
Do you want to have sound like a cat dying?
Oh, is that what it was, Jess? Oh.
No, I hear this screeching. And then laughing. I'm like, what the?
I don't know.
Okay.
Jess, you're unmuted. The cat comment.
Oh my God.
Hi,
so
Jess.
Funny. Hello.
Oh
my gosh, that was so funny that night.
Hey, let me tell you, when I edited that clip down, I hopefully reduced that screech enough for people. Oh, hey,
that was
Jeff.
Hilarious.
Had you ever heard that before, Michelle?
I heard it before, yeah. It was hilarious. I mean, it's even funnier the second and third and fourth time you hear that. That's hilarious. Samuel was like, what the heck is going on?
Please tell her to stop laughing. It's very annoying.
And I tell you, I was editing that clip today and laughing as I'm playing it. And I don't know, my mic was open while I'm playing it now, and I was laughing as well. It really was infectious. Ben in the chat room said my speakers didn't explode this time. Oh.
Yeah, the first time I think she kind of blew out our eardrums.
Love you too, Michelle. Love you, Bronxy. But
that was a fun night.
Else?
That was a fun night, Jen.
And Jess, what else did you have to comment or talk about tonight, hon?
Just to say happy birthday to Ron up in heaven, and I hope when I get there, he's standing at the gate.
Oh, you can count on it.
I'm sure he will be waiting right there for you, babe.
I hope he's there in the unitard. Just my personal request. I don't know. Or just the Las Vegas underwear would be perfect. And a glass of wine waiting for me.
Well, thanks for calling in, Jess. Dan, you're still there, but let me quickly. Okay. How are you feeling, Dan? Have you been getting better since you got home?
Yeah, I'm getting better. I'm getting stronger. I'm actually able to say, you know, get out of bed by myself again finally. It's been a rough few months, but I'm doing okay now.
You spent quite a while in the hospital. What were you in there, 9 weeks?
9 and a half.
Wow.
Yeah,
certainly glad to have you home again.
I'm so glad that you're home, Dan.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you what, I never want to spend the holidays in the hospital again. You talk about boring. Ugh. It's pretty bad.
I hope you never have to do that again.
I had no choice this time, but I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it again. You know, I've been in the chair over 30 years, and that's the first time, so I got to say I'm pretty lucky there. At least I had a lot of friends down in San Diego that came and visited me, so it was okay. I'm just waiting for Michelle to come out here to Vegas and visit me.
No, we've got to get her out there.
Yeah. We don't have
Can your heart handle that, Dan?
No, can you handle me?
Wow.
Oh.
Whoa. I love it, Dan. I love it. I want a piece of some Dan.
Mm-hmm. I had a lot of time to rest in that hospital. You know, I'm ready to go now. You could be doing next Monday's show from Vegas.
You know, we could do that. You know, I like to be on location.
Boy, Dan, when you said you want to flirt with Costa, you didn't lie.
You know I don't lie, Tom.
Listen, you can't blame him. You know, he only wants what he sees. Come on now, can you blame the guy?
I want to quickly bring somebody up for a real short time here because there's another guest that called in, and this was a very special moment. You know what I want to say? Ron, sure, he loved talking and getting to know a lot of reality stars and that type of thing, but he really reached out to his fans and made his fans feel important. And this was this person's favorite moment, and Michelle, you were part of this one, so here you go, Tom.
I want to pick it up just in case it is, okay? So let me see. It's 2000 is the area code. Are you on Skype in this, or do you not want to talk?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this
you're on? Were you listening, or did you want to say something?
Oh, I'll talk. Is this Ron?
The last time I checked, yeah, that's my name. No, is this Tom?
It was me. I was confused. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, Tom.
How are you guys?
Yes.
Michelle, wish him a happy birthday.
Today is his birthday. Hey, thank you.
You are welcome.
Happy birthday to Tom. Happy birthday to Tom. Happy birthday to Tom.
Happy birthday to Tom.
He's no longer a teenager.
Ooh.
There you go, Tom. I'm glad you're unmuted. I'm glad you were able to call in and I had that clip for you because I know it was meant a lot to you. Is that not right?
Oh, that meant a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tom, for calling in tonight.
I got a lot to thank you guys for, too, and I'm sure everybody's saying it. You know, there's not one thing in this world that we can, like when we lose somebody, there's not one thing that we can call. And to be able to be with a group of people that miss the same person, we can hear and live the memories and feel the presence every time we come in. And even if we miss a long time, we, you know, I'm sorry I'm not here as much as I should be. But I thank you guys so much for keeping this up. And,
well, thank you, Tom. I know you're busy with school and everything, but we always enjoy when you're able to come on, and it was, I know, a special moment for you.
Ron enjoyed you a lot, Tom.
Yeah, he did.
I remember when I first met Ron, he started talking to me about the rugby. I'm going to interrupt a second
because I want to give some credit to somebody else that was on the phone here earlier, how you ended up connecting up with us. You want to give a shout-out to that little girl?
Michelle?
Jess.
Or Jess. Hey, Jess. Thank you so much for, you know, that one day on that wretched website, I met Jess, and she introduced me to Paul. And the next night, or two nights later, I ended up meeting Ron through Paul and Jess, and I just, you guys so much. I remember when I came in, and we had so many conversations, and he actually had an important guest on, and I remember taking up a lot of time, and I felt so bad about it. But thank you.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, Tom. And we do have another guest that called in tonight, so we're gonna. I'll put you on mute. Do you want to continue listening on the phone, or?
Yeah, and happy birthday, Ron, and I know you're having fun up there and fun listening with us, so thank you.
Aw, thank you so much, Tom. That's so sweet of you. And we do have another guest that I wrote to and asked to call in, and I'm so glad he's calling in because Ron enjoyed him so much. Cowboy, thank you so much for calling in tonight on the Rad Reality Show for Ron's birthday and anniversary show. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing better and better, Terry. I got back to the boat. I lit an incense, and I sat there and I thought about Ron and the conversation we had and memory we had, and I thought about your show, and the incense focused it, and it's burning nice now, and it's good to call you, and it's good to, but I just, one thing I love to do is sing happy birthday. So may I?
Absolutely.
Let's sing along. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Yeah, all right, Ron, there you go, another one.
Yeah, hello everybody, this is Cowboy from Survivor Cook Islands, number 13. Come to my Facebook page, Eat More Rice, give me some money, I'll buy rice for people, okay, I'll give you back a bumper sticker. Take a picture and send it in. Thank you. Yeah, I'm a racist. Are you?
I'm a racist. Thank you.
I love that. I said it one night. I'm a racist, and this guy in the bar said, "What?
You said it too fast for me, bro. Don't do that again. Don't do that again."
People do that all the time. They said, "Don't say it so fast." At first, they thought it was my accent. They assumed I have an accent. So when I say I'm a racist, they really thought it was I meant the other thing because of my accent. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. We miss our Ron, but we're doing well.
Well, you have to cheer. You have to be in a good spirit, you know?
Hey, we do have a couple people on the line. If they do want to say hi to you, Dan or
sure.
Michelle.
Sure, anything. Anybody. It'd be great.
What's up, Cowboy? It's Michelle. How you doing?
Hi, Michelle.
You righteous, you. You're
better.
A racist. Don't even.
Oh, I love
That's
it.
Hilarious.
I love it. Because I think that eat more rice thing. I don't know if eat more chicken. People want to try to sue me or something for eating more rice. So I got to come. So I think being a racist is better.
Yeah, I think being a racist is a lot better too.
Oh, it's fun. What have you been doing, Michelle? What's going on?
You know, I've been keeping Ron's Manic Monday show alive. I hope you can maybe join tomorrow and call in.
What time?
Tomorrow it's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
And you know, just been trucking along and trying to help out causes of, you know, different events and different things that are going out there, and just keeping it in the now. So you know, not being a racist like you, because you're the only one that has that throne, but still being the Portuguese princess that I know that I am.
I'm not being.
I got a bigger accent than you. Come on now.
And listen, I don't segregate. You know, being a racist, I no longer segregate between the homeless and the hungry. I just give food to hungry people. That's all there is to it. Are you hungry?
Yep.
And I give them food. I don't have to say, are you homeless? Let me give you some food. No, are you hungry? Here's some food. I think that's much better dignity.
There you go.
It is.
Absolutely.
And if you're hungry, have a meal. You don't have to
that's
be homeless
right.
to be hungry. Anybody can. It can happen to anybody, so you have to be hungry. Here's some good food. Want to try it? I got this little boat, and I cook this stuff out of it, and I package it really nice, you know.
Don't you give them rice and beer?
Well, this is the last two nights was the first time I had beer. I mean, in my boat.
Really?
Yeah. Before that, I had sake, champagne, wine. I had everything else but beer.
Popping bottles over there. The sake goes really good with rice. So,
you know what? Feeding all them people brought me down to the beer budget. What do you think? No longer the champagne. No, I got champagne taste, but I got beer budget now. No problem.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's great. It's great. Yeah, I'm in the water right now, looking out. It's a very slight couple of knots of winds, but where I'm at is flat, you know, and beautiful. It's so silent.
Sounds beautiful.
It's Key West. Yeah, that's lit the incense for Ron, and I feel the concentration, and I listen to you guys, your voices and everything, and people calling in. I just feel like you're focusing, and you're focusing, and you're focusing. But you know something? I personally do not feel that Ron's presence in terms of, like, being here as a soul. I believe he moved on, and it's a good thing for him.
Absolutely.
I felt him feeling what you are focusing on. I felt the feeling. I know when I lit the incense, I thought of Ron. I felt the feelings being reciprocated. But I don't feel like somebody sitting over my shoulder looking at us, hey, what are you doing, you know? you got to get the essence of that?
Yeah.
Wherever he is, he can actually, he knows what we're, he can feel what we're doing, because so many people are focusing on it and thinking of him. It's Memorial Day. It means something to him, too. Okay? And now but he can still feel and he can sense. But he's not sitting on my shoulder or sitting on your shoulder. I don't know. That's how I feel it. And I just want to report to you that.
That's good.
Well,
as long as he's happy and not in pain anymore, I know he's in heaven. And
oh, just the physical body.
Yeah.
The soul. I tell you what, people are. I bet you he's up there right now, and here's a thing that he got that I probably envy, but eventually I'll get my share of it. It's because people say, Cowboy. Oh, Cowboy, what's your real name? I forgot. I forgot. It's a really a Zen answer. Because if you believe in reincarnation, if you live for thousands of years, what was your original name? So Ron's up there right now going, ha, 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 Ron, you guys are silly. That was the entity called Ron. You know? No, I wasn't even really a boy. Because, you know, in a physical body, it makes us male and female. But, I mean, our soul, I don't think it knows whether it's male or female. It doesn't differentiate that way. I don't think so.
No.
So I think Ron is doing great.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in, Cowboy. We're running up against the end of our live stream, and I want to make sure we can close off the show. But the open invitation by Michelle for tomorrow, if you can join us again.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. And meanwhile, I'll just listen in. You guys go ahead and close it out. Thank you very much. Have a great night. And all the way to Ron.
Great hearing from
right,
you,
Ron.
Cowboy.
Thank you, Cowboy.
Thanks so much.
Hey, this is a real short clip. I've been saving this for the longest time. Jess and Bronxy, I hope you're listening. We got a kick out of Ron saying, I've been wanting to do Lane all night. Little did I know that as I was editing this clip quite a while ago, that wasn't the only time Ron said that. Listen to this clip, guys.
Okay, let me do something real quick, Michelle, before you go. I want to do Kathy, but what I was going to say is...
Excuse me?
that sounds good, too. I mean, I wasn't just no pants smacking Kathy, but I was actually thinking that, too.
Hey, I've been saving that for a long time, haven't I, Cherry?
Yes, you have.
Oh, my. So many fun times. And there are some funny clips. Michelle, I've been so close to pressing play on this several times tonight. But tomorrow on your show, I am going to do the Sione clip for you.
Oh, yay.
And I'm going to do one right now.
Monday with Michelle Costa, and it's at 7 p.m., and that's because it's best for me and Michelle to do it before Monday Night Football, and it's just better for the time on Monday.
7
very
p.m.
nice.
Eastern, Michelle Costa, Manic Monday.
So... are you excited, Michelle? Have you? Can you tease us? Have you maybe called anybody, or are we going to be surprised by anybody tomorrow night? Do you know?
Well, I have called people, so let's just say that.
Oh, okay, cool.
All I can
little,
say.
We
a
also.
Little
Dina wanted me to tell everyone she is in Tennessee right now. She wanted me to tell everyone she says hi and she misses everyone. She's been listening to the show, but she's very tired and doesn't
love
really
you,
want
Dina.
To come up on the phone line, but she does miss everyone and wanted to say hi. So I'm saying hi to everyone for Dina.
Dina.
I want to thank everyone so much for being here tonight for this special show. Ron is what brought all of us together. He built this Rad Reality family. This show meant so much to him, and it has been an honor to carry it on with Paul. And Paul, I thank you for your constant devotion and time that you put in to getting all these clips that we enjoy so much week after week. And Michelle, I can't thank you enough for all that you do for the show. Every Manic Monday that we enjoy you. And I just want to thank all the fans out there who have stayed with us and join us each and every week. Thank you all so very much. We love you all. And I know that Ron would be so proud to know that his show is still alive.
I know. Amen to that.
Hey, I do want to mention that Ben has contacted and talked with a survivor, Christine. If you remember, she was the one that won Redemption Island after Redemption Island after Redemption Island. He got to meet her down in Virginia, and he has definitely confirmed that Christina will be joining us on Thursday night for Survivor. Did you get to meet her too, Michelle?
I did. I got to hang out with her. She's awesome.
So looking forward to that. And Dan, you're still there if you want to say goodbye before we close out the show.
Sure. I'll see y'all soon. Michelle, about 2 weeks, I'll have the ticket ready for you.
All right. I'm getting my sun visor and my bathing suit ready to go.
All right.
Bathing suits are optional at my house.
All right, fine. Just the unitard. Jeez.
Well, I have Rob's unitard here. We'll go as a couple. How's that?
Sounds good to me, baby.
Okay. I'll get a hold of you on Facebook and give you the numbers.
All right.
So give me your flight schedule.
Okay. Thank you all again so very much for joining us tonight. It has been a pleasure to hear all of your memories of Ron and to have you with us tonight on this special night. Ron, happy birthday, babe. I miss you so much and love you so dearly. Thank you for leaving us with such a legacy. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. Here's Ron.
Love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And let me close it off with a song. Let me close it off with a song. And say goodnight to everyone.
Like you care for me, you put this love in my heart. I tried but could not refuse. You gave me no time to choose. You put this love in my heart. I wanna know where the bad feelings go when I'm depressed and I get down so low, and then I see you come.
Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. Say your prayers, be kind to one another, and once again, happy birthday, Ron. Love you all.
Happy birthday,
Ron.
Ron.
Good night, everyone.